The paradise we cannot build. I made myself gardens and parks. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 5. World English Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 reads like the inventory of a king who tried to construct Eden by force. Houses, vineyards, pools, orchards, music, wealth, servants and pleasure, all are gathered within the repeated language of possession. I made, I planted, I bought, I gathered. In the dry landscape of the ancient Near East, vast gardens and private reservoirs were not mere luxuries. They displayed a ruler's ability to command land, water, wealth, and human labour. This is not simply a successful man enjoying life. It is humanity attempting to become its own creator. The Hebrew word translated parks is pardes, probably borrowed from an ancient Persian word for an enclosed royal garden. Through Greek, it gave us the word paradise. Lath built himself a paradise, but discovered that no human garden contains the tree of life. That is the tragedy beneath the chapter. The king can reproduce many features of Eden, but he cannot remove death. Wisdom truly is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. Nevertheless, both the wise and the fool disappear into the same grave. Death turns every possession into an inheritance and every owner into a temporary caretaker. The successor may even destroy what wisdom built. Yet the chapter does not end in despair. Its decisive movement comes when enjoyment ceases to be an achievement and becomes a gift. Eating, drinking, and finding goodness in labour are from the hand of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24, World English Bible. The difference is profound. Pleasure grasped as proof that life belongs to us becomes hevel, vapour, breath, something impossible to hold. Pleasure received with thanksgiving becomes communion. The meal may be identical, the posture of the soul is entirely different. Augustine described sin as disordered love, not always loving bad things, but loving good things as though they were God. Ecclesiastes exposes precisely that disorder. There is also a surprising doorway to the gospel. Koheleth grieves that the fruit of his labour will be given to someone who did not earn it. But this dreaded transfer becomes our salvation in Christ. The true king laboured in perfect wisdom, entered death, and gave his inheritance to undeserving heirs. What appears a great evil under the sun becomes grace beneath the cross. We receive what another accomplished. Therefore, do not demand that work, pleasure, or legacy give you immortality. Receive today's bread as bread, not as a saviour. Paradise cannot be built by our hands. It must be opened to us by the wounded hands of Christ. Suggested readings. Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Psalm chapter 49, verses 10 through 15. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Suggested hymn, My worth is not in what I own. Prayer. Giver of every good thing, free us from trying to build a paradise without you. Teach us to receive our work, meals, joys, and days with gratitude. Rest our hearts in Christ, whose labour has become our inheritance. Amen.